Basically, lung cancer is diagnosed so late, doctors can't do much. Now the situation is a little better because new testing is allowing better and earlier diagnosis, but it's still very bad. This year, more than 13,000 New Yorkers will be diagnosed with what is the worst cancer killer of American men and women. The other numbers are just as bad. Just over 21% of lung cancer cases are diagnosed at an early stage, and approaching 4% of those at risk for lung cancer have been screened. American Lung Association New York Advocacy Director Elizabeth Hamlin says it's tobacco, especially menthol cigarettes.
The menthol problem is very big because it actually helps people to, it's an antiseptic. So when people inhale, your throat goes a little bit numb. People can take a deeper inhale, and therefore there is a correlation to deeper inhale, smoking, and having more of a nicotine addiction.
Menthol cigarettes are heavily marketed to people of color. Hamlin says her group has been pushing hard in Albany to bar sales of menthol cigarettes as well as flavored vaping liquids. Some of that might change with a new state law taking effect today, raising the age for purchase of tobacco and vaping products to 21. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.